start with the prayer and the acknowledgement of country. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. And our acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you. Okay, so firstly, just I'd like to welcome the members of the gallery for attending tonight and councillors for being here and officers, especially officers for all of their hard work in putting together this recommendation and report tonight. We have apologies. Cirillo. Thank you. We don't need to move or second that. We do? Okay. So do we have a mover for those apologies, please? Councillor Modica and a seconder. Councillor Clements, thank you. All those in favour? Carried. Thanks. Okay. We'll move now to item five, management reports. We have a recommendation. Sorry, we have a report. 5.1, adoption in principle of the financial statements, performance statement and governance and management checklist 2017-2018. And we have a recommendation at item 2. Do we have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Milne. Will we get a seconder first before the question? Yep. Councillor Clements, thank you. And your question?
Questions to the General Manager Corporate. Noting that the Auditor General attachments haven't been included yet, am I correct in saying that the financial report and performance statements are still subject to change pending approval of the Victorian Auditor General?
Through you, Deputy Mayor. Yes, Councillor Milne, you are correct. Tonight it is adopting in principle and the statements are subject to change. Even as late as yesterday, the Victorian Auditor General advised us that due to a change in accounting policy, the way that we recognise the land under roads, which accounts for $14.6 million in our assets, is actually to be removed from the income section and moved to the equity section of our financials, which will also have a bit of a flow-on effect to the performance statement. So those are just sort of minor changes that will be made as the Auditor General completes their process.
And could I note that goes on page 15 and 16 for anybody that's in the reading the agenda?
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Do we have anyone who would like to speak against the motion? We'll put the motion. All those in favour? And the motion is carried. Thank you. Moving now to item number 6, urgent business. Do we have any urgent business? No urgent business. We can now move to closure. Can someone please move to close the meeting? Thank you, Councillor Clements. Seconded Councillor Modica. All those in favour? Carried. Thank you for your attendance this evening.